Laura McNamara speaking with Elliot Nels, the director of the Precision Ag Institute. And let's start off and talk a little bit about why farmers should get into precision.
Well, I think really, Laura, it's a better time to get into precision ag than it ever has been before. First of all, the technology is better than it's ever been. The rationale for adoption is better than it's ever been. When you see commodity prices for beans and corn and wheat being at all-time highs, there is more money to be able to invest, and there is more opportunity for that return on investment that growers need. At the same time that those commodity prices are high, of course, crop input costs have gone up. Fertilizer, crop protection, seed. When you think about the cost of seed going up with the trait technology that we have available today. Each of these inputs needs to be managed more precisely, and we need to use these inputs in a way that is efficient, and more efficient than ever before. We need to place it in the right place. We need to use the right amount. We need to get it on at the right time so that we can get a better return on investment. All these things line up to make now a really good time to adopt precision agriculture.
And as I understand it, part of what you guys do is showcase to farmers that there is a good return on investment. How are you guys going about doing that?
Well, we've done some really good research. We did. We contracted with DMR Kinetic, Doan Marketing Research is their former name, people will remember, we interviewed growers that have been with Precision anywhere from 5, 6, 7 years and have deep experience with it. And we learned that they really recouped their investment for some of this technology in the space of 1 or 2 years. And some are getting, depending on crop, depending on locality, and of course we have to put all those caveats in there, but some are getting anywhere from $10 to $20 to $30 an acre return, a better margin, okay, by the time they've reduced their crop input costs and maybe increased their yield in some situations. Through the use of precision ag technology. So there's a really good chance to get to overcome that barrier that may be on their minds about, well, it just costs too much to get involved.
And is that a barrier you find that a lot of farmers who haven't really dabbled in precision technologies or tools or equipment yet are facing?
Yeah, I think as a journalist, I've been following precision ag since the early 90s, and that was the thing that always came up from growers is that, well, I'm not sure it's going to really make me any money. Show me the money. You know, the old Jerry Maguire thing, show me the money. And it's always been a little difficult because precision ag is a system that carries within it a lot of variabilities, just like cropping itself, just like crop production itself. And so that's why we wanted to really document in a very clear way and make it black and white, show very clearly that precision ag works. And that's what we've done with this research.
Okay. And through your research, what technologies have you found that farmers are really embracing right now?
I think one of the things right now is guidance systems. The fact that you can turn on GPS and minimize fatigue on the driver and maybe operate in a precise manner through more hours of the day. So guidance systems are very important right now. But also, you know, variable rate is a really important kind of thing right now with the cost of fertilizer being what it is. You know, being able to put nutrients on in a very precise manner.
Okay. And what about for the future? What technologies do you think will emerge as leading technologies?
Well, I think on the crop production side, we're going to see a further refinement of the system. We're going to see growers learning more about how to put all the knowledge that they're gaining with their geo-reference systems to use this knowledge in a better way to make their whole system more profitable. It's going to be more efficient in terms of the use of inputs. It's going to have a better stewardship component when we're only using as much as we need and putting it where we need it. And it's going to be more profitable for the growers that use it.
And what do you think drives the popularity of different technologies? Is it the technology? Is it what farmers want? Is it what products are available out right now? What science is out there? Combination of everything?
Well, I think it's a couple things. One is that always farmers want to do better at the mission they have, which is to grow crops and grow them better and to make money doing it. and to be really sustainable in the way that they're doing it. I think growers also really do care about the environment and care about their production practices. And as you look at it right now, around the world, we do have a demand that is an amazing demand for the food and agriculture system to meet. And I think that's always something that, at least in a little bit, is in the back of the mind of most growers across the United States, is that element of helping to feed the world.
Some experts have kind of brought up the whole field versus kind of puzzle piece, zone versus gridding, precision agriculture. What are your thoughts on all that, and what do you find farmers are most comfortable with?
Oh, my. You know, I was in the first session with Joe Barry, and of course, you know, I was challenged. I have to grow my brain really bigger, faster to try to catch up with Joe Barry and his system of challenging a little bit the zone management versus some of the other spatial variable data sets that he is looking to have his computer be able to analyze. So I guess that's probably enough for your audience to challenge him right now. I think the challenge is figuring out exactly what variability is inside that, and then how you can make real good decisions that are confident decisions based on credible data. And that's what the argument is here among academics, and that's the way we get better as a system.
Okay, great. And globally, where do you think precision agriculture stands? How do you think the U.S. compares with other countries and their roles maybe in influencing each other in developing these technologies?
I think one of the blessings that it is to the world is that the money that is spent on research and development in North America, and specifically the United States, on variable rate technology and other aspects of GPS and applying it to our crop production systems is really, we are in a leadership position, and a lot of those developing countries that are right now getting big time into bigger food production will have the benefit of some of that technology that has been developed here.
And there was also the point brought up, is precision ag only for big acres, lots of land, big production, or can it be used on the small single man farm?
Well, I think that, you know, it's I have a garden at home. It's not a very big garden, but I have potatoes, and I'm really doing precision agriculture when I'm out there side dressing my potatoes with my fertilizer. You know, and applying that level of attention to every row and placing that nutrient in a way that is going to benefit that crop, and that's really something that happens millions of times around the planet every single day, depending on the crop and the area and the geography they're doing it. There's a lot of people farming by hand that are using essentially some precision already. It's just understanding how to take that to a greater scale so that food production can accelerate to meet the needs that we have.
Okay, great. I think that covers all my questions. Anything you want to add?
No, you have way too many questions.
Thank you.